All right, starting a new reel of tape with Fun Phone Production Number 111.
Oh boy!
And we have a new microphone.
The 26th of June, 1977.
26 June, 1977.
And the closer you get, the more you
person recording, and I'm really excited. My name is Bill Washington. I'm really excited.
I know this. Any of this is coming out because I've got a bunch of assholes.
Hi, Ronnie Crescent.
The one who has a nose like a giraffe.
Hi, Stu.
The other one
I just reached puberty and my mom said I could call your line as soon as hairs.
And playing back on the 25th of July.
Oh, it's as bad as I thought.
Quiet.
For a Fun Phone skit starring the entire Fun Phone gang, Stu, Uncle Jeffy, Uncle Brucey, M Squared, Larry West LA, and Ronnie Tarzana.
I still don't think we're ready to tape today.
I have no choice, Jeffy. My teacher says my TV project has to be taped this afternoon. Besides, what's the big deal?
The big deal is that none of us has been rehearsed enough. I don't know which camera to look at. I'm not even sure I can remember all of my lines, and I don't think we can get away with it.
Well, it's my grade, not yours, so don't worry about it.
Okay, if you say so.
Well, here we are, the stars of the production, M Squared and Ronnie Tarzan.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. My first TV production, what a thrill.
Okay, let's have our final rehearsal.
Hey, hold it. What do you mean, final rehearsal? When are we supposed to tape this thing?
In about an hour.
An hour? Are you out of your fat mind? I don't know my lines.
And I don't even know what camera I'm supposed to be looking at.
Look, in the first place, the cameras are objective. You're not even supposed to know that they're there.
I wish we didn't know that you're there.
Look, elongated nose, if I hear one more word out of you, I won't allow you to be in my project.
One word? I won't shut up.
Never mind. Now, let's start rehearsing, okay? Now, the scene is an insurance office somewhere in downtown L.A. Jeffy is the insurance salesman and Ronnie is his secretary. M Squared the crook is about to make his entrance. Okay, let's go. Action! Okay, press the intercom switch down, Jeffy.
Oh, okay. Yes, Miss Carriage?
There's a Mr. A.M. Crooked to see you here, sir.
Hold it. Why is Ronnie playing a woman's part?
Do you want to know why?
Couldn't you get a girl to play the part?
I don't know any girls dumb enough to be in this production.
He doesn't know any girls, period.
Screw you, Ronnie.
Yeah, the same to you, buddy.
Now quit goofing around and let's go. Start from the top.
Yes, Miss Carriage?
There is a Mr. A.M. Crooked here to see you, sir.
Send him in.
Stick him up, Klondike.
My nose is sticking up, dummy. Hey, wait a second, Stu, I don't like that line.
Well, I don't like your nose, so we're even.
Nevertheless, I refuse to say that line. I'm changing it to something funnier.
Oh, all right, just let's get on with it. John, go.
Okay, yeah. Stick 'em up, Klondike.
Stu's stomach does stick up, dummy.
Cut! That's not funny.
I thought it was funny, Stu.
I'm the director here, and it stinks.
What stinks, the directing?
Right! I've had about enough. What's the matter with you three assholes? I've tried to make this thing turn out to be a good project, but all you guys do is torment me. Why? Why the hell do you torment me? What is wrong with you idiots? Can't you act? Are you all retarded or something?
Are you quite finished yelling?
Yes!
Good. Now maybe you could tell me why I only got one line, fatso.
And why all my lines, fatso, do nothing but insult me?
And why you always make me play the bad guy? Can't I be a decent human being for a change?
I ask myself that every time I see you.
I give up my free time energy to help Blimpo here put on a show for a great, and this is the thanks I get. Well, I'm leaving. By good.
That's but good, ass breath.
Now what, Stu? We don't have a crook anymore.
Well, Ronnie can play a dual role. Wait a second. That's it. Ronnie the secretary is also the crook. Oh, what a story.
Oh, what a piece of shit. John's right, Stu. I don't know why I bother.
One line. You got a lot of nerve, Tubbo.
You'll hear from Aftra in the morning.
Wait! Shit!
Hello? Oh, hi, Mr. Gurney.
What? Why wasn't I in class yesterday? Because I've been frantically rehearsing my TV project in time to tape it today, but I... What? What do you mean I was supposed to tape it yesterday? No, I have circled on my calendar the 24th, and today is the... Let me look at my calendar. Today is the 25th. Yeah, I... To the 25th! Oh, my God! I failed, didn't I? For not showing up, right? Okay, bye.
You schmuck, you.
Listen, Stu, we all kind of had a change of heart, actually, and we're sorry we walked out on you. We're ready to begin work again.
Forget it, I failed.
What do you mean you failed?
Just as I thought. I told you we were too kind-hearted. He says if we help him, he'll fail. How damn ungrateful can you be?
That's right. Forget what I said. Come on, you guys, let's go get something to eat. I think Leon's is closed. I know, we'll go to Harry's Open Pit.
Yeah, and as I'm chomping on those ribs, I'll pretend they're stews.
Well, I wouldn't do that. There's nothing on those except lard. If they're gonna be stews, ribs.
Oh, wait, you guys, that's not what I meant. You see, I...
Shut up!
Yeah, 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 yeah.